This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Because I think for the last 2 months, he's been thinking more about his contract than he has been getting his mind right for this game. I think both of those things will change and get better. But that does not fully explain giving up 32 points to the Jets and really for the first half, giving up a scoring drive every time the Jets had the ball. And if you give up 32 to the Jets, how many are you going to give up when you play the Bills or the Ravens, teams like that later in the year? Shoot, how many points are you going to give up?
How about against the Packers or other teams that have presumably better quarterback play than Fields? I know Fields was good, but by reputation, those guys better. How about the Bengals even, although they didn't exactly bathe in glory? I had a couple thoughts, Pony. I mean, I actually take Mike Tomlin somewhat at his word here. I don't know if he's... There's always the chance he's lying about this and that it's schematic, but he kind of just said, no, it's, you know, in the halftime report, blocking and, you know, it's like tackling, basically shedding blocks and tackling.
Football
in week
fundamentals.
One. Yeah, fundamentals, like 101 stuff. Not even so much effort as just like, are you better than the guy across from you, right? That was his, like, his words at halftime. You have that much money spent on your defense, like presumably to keep premium players on your defense. They got pushed around. They got pushed around by a team that was not at full strength, that had its starting center playing right guard, that had its backup center in, that didn't have, by extension, its best offensive lineman who's gone for the season. And, like, they were opening holes everywhere. Justin Fields, I think Donnie had this stat, had the most time to throw on average of any quarterback in the league this week. He was not getting pressured. I know that his legs make it a little tougher to pressure him. TJ Watt, even though he had tackles for loss, was not getting home pretty consistently. They really just did whatever they wanted to the Steelers with very few exceptions. I think I could cite at least two Jets drives where the reason the drive stalled and didn't end in a touchdown is because Fields just made the wrong decision on whether to pull the ball or hand it off on a zone read. That's it. And so when you go into a game, you have the book on the other team's quarterback. You don't know how they're going to deploy him. You don't know how the play caller, Engstrom's going to fair in his first time doing this, but yeah. You know what the player is broadly capable of, or you think you know, and they come out there and just do whatever the hell they want to do. No trickery, no, oh, it's a double pass here, or it's a flea flicker there, or here's a reverse. No misdirection. They lined up and whooped your ass for the most part. That's the problem. Like, this shouldn't look like, you know, if it was a college-style game where they had to do a bunch of tricks just to move the ball, fine. They lined up man for man and were way better than you pretty much at every level until the very end of the game when Jalen Ramsey made a few plays.
And I didn't expect that Justin Fields knowing the Steelers' defense was going to benefit him more than the Steelers' defense knowing Justin Fields. I thought the Steelers knowing Justin Fields' tendencies, Tomlin evaluated the quarterback in-house all last year. You're telling me he doesn't know the book as a defensive mastermind? With the personnel he allegedly has, $158 million spent on defensive players to make that guy look bad. Okay, Justin Fields was up for the game. He wanted to beat the Steelers because he's pissed at how last year went and the way that they really didn't like roll out the red carpet for him to return.
Yep.
Fine. Cool. That doesn't explain.
You should still be way better than him. You have $160 million sunk into your defense. He's got a 14-30 career record coming into the game. Like, he is prone to making mistakes, and he looked as comfortable as a quarterback could look.
You get what you pay for. He's the one of the lowest paid starting quarterbacks in the NFL. You have the highest paid defense. You've got playmakers on every level. I think the defense can get better. It obviously will get better. It's not going to look like this every week. But it's a pretty lackluster and really embarrassing performance when you think about everything that went into it. You had an entire offseason to get ready for this game. Yes, you had moving parts, but you played them in the preseason the last week so they can get the communication part down. I don't think they gave up big plays because they weren't on the same page. They just got worked over. Your inside linebackers got manhandled against the run.
Did Y.A. Black do anything?
I didn't notice any of their defensive linemen the entire game.
I was doing my watch back, and I don't know which Jets lineman it was, but there was a play that wasn't even like a big play for the Jets, and do you know what was like the one thing on the screen that jumped out? Keanu Benton just getting flattened on a block.
Highsmith had a sack. Watt got in the backfield a few times on run plays or zone read plays. Ramsey made the play at the end of the game. Outside of that, I really can't say a redeeming thing about anybody else associated with the defense in this game. Chuck Clark had a bunch of tackles.
Slay
that
got
was because
beaten
he was the last
touchdown.
Line of defense. Yes, he did.
Slay got beaten
Joey
badly.
Porter Jr. got injured in this game. That's probably not a good thing. We'll see where he's at for next
they
week.
They claimed that they pulled him for his own good because his hamstring got tight. The best you can hope for there is that it was like more of a conditioning thing or hadn't played as many snaps, but like...
Thornhill got beat on plays by a practice squad receiver who got called up in favor of Alan Lazard minutes before the game started. So I have very little patience and tolerance for their defense looking this bad, especially with the big game that they talked. And you want to go over motivation. You would think their goal here was to give up zero rushing yards in this game with the way last season ended.
They came out and got blown off the ball is the bottom line. It is a franchise and a coach that have for a very long time prioritized like physical toughness on defense specifically. Nobody's going to out-tough us. When we play the Ravens, it's going to be the closest thing the NFL still allows to a body bag game. And they got bodied. I mean, they really did get physically mauled at every level. Until Ramsey made two plays late, too, breaking up the other pass besides the one to Wilson that ended the game.
Yeah, he did.
Besides that, though, like physicality and the want to and everything else, the Jets absolutely took the fight to them.
And those are things to build off of. They got stops late in the game. Ramsey made that pass breakup, like you said. And then the drive before that, they forced a punt. They also got a couple of stops on two-point conversions, which ended up being a big difference maker in the game. But you pay $158 million for a defense. The expectation isn't, hey, make a few plays for us late in a game where you give up 30. We've got the offense to score 30, so we just need you in big moments. No, the whole conceit here, the whole premise, is that this is supposed to be one of the best defenses in the NFL. The safety said he thought it was going to be the best defense of all time, and the coach didn't shy away from those comments.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.